My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, big story of the day. Deshaun Watson's contract is restructured. Tyler Huntley not on the team. Deonta Foreman getting set. The Browns are practicing, and that means...
Well, we got to get out to Berea to talk to our buddy Daryl Ryder, who, of course, is powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. What's up, D?
Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You sound good. You sound like you're back into 100%, my friend.
I'm nowhere near 100%, but we're getting there.
All right, well, you're game ready. I think you're ready for Dallas.
I mean,
I'm just telling
D's
you.
D's get degrees, okay? We all know this.
I'm aware.
Daryl, let's start here. Ready? Deshaun Watson, contract restructure. What does it really mean?
Well, the Browns have a pretty sizable cap overage going into 2025, so... Andrew Berry, I think, really tried to resist doing that restructure, but they kind of need to do it so that they can operate next year. That's what this is all about. It's not so much this year. Obviously, they have plenty of room to handle their business for the remainder of this fiscal year, but when you look ahead to 2025, things get really, really tight. So it's the standard restructure that we have seen already. Basically, all but the veteran minimum of his $46 million salary gets converted into a bonus so that they can spread that out over the length of the deal, frees up nearly $36 million in space for this year that they can roll over next year. And, from my perspective, I just think it really puts even more pressure, though, on the whole Watson situation for him to not only be available this season and healthy, but play well, because the goal for the Browns is to extend him. And that's ultimately what's going to help them from a long-term perspective. If they don't extend him, that's when they, run into the problems with, potential big cap charges, similar to what the Denver Broncos experienced with the whole Russell Wilson situation. So it's kind of imperative that, Watson be the player the Browns thought that they were getting from the Houston Texans this year.
So, Daryl, you see this restructure. I didn't want to call it newfound cap space, because it's kind of always been there if they wanted to yank the lever. You do not see this as a new shiny toy finding its way to Cleveland, whether it is a left tackle from San Francisco or possibly a wide receiver from San Francisco.
No, this is about creating the roster flexibility that they're going, or I should say, the cap flexibility that they're going to need in 2025. This is not about the shiny new toy, because they already had about $30 million in cap space, so they could have done the shiny new toy without having to restructure the contract. This is not about that. It is just about setting the books up for the 2025 fiscal league year.
Daryl, I mean, we've been around this long enough. When fans hear the story, they're like, oh, they can go out and get another player. I know Dan kind of alluded to it, but when you hear the news, it like, I think fans are going, oh, are they going to go out? Is it, they're getting ready for, I think I actually saw a reporter put out there, oh, look what the Browns did for their cap space. They must be getting ready to do something big. And then,
yeah, okay.
Let's be honest, the big thing was Tyler Huntley got released, right?
No, the big thing was they re-signed Dante Foreman. That's the new player.
Man, that's pretty shiny. Man, he's not bad. He carried the ball. He's had some good runs. I like Dante Foreman.
I did not appreciate that one, but okay.
Wait, so is he not the emergency running back then?
No.
You must listen to the podcast about emergency players if you get a chance. It's always Game Day in Cleveland on the Odyssey app. Daryl and I, it was an impressive argument that we had on the podcast yesterday.
I don't know if it was an argument, but I'll say this. I'm sad to see the pearl clutching end over the quarterback situation today. I was actually rooting for them to go into next week with four quarterbacks just to drive certain people absolutely bananas for a few more days.
That's not me, just so you know that.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No shade thrown at, okay. at Andy Baskin.
All right, so Daryl, they're going to walk into the season with three quarterbacks. They're going to walk into the season with three running backs, and everything is it seem like everything else is set, or do you expect a little bit more movement over the weekend?
It wouldn't surprise me if they added a third tight end. I mean, they added a couple to the practice squad this week, but I would say tight end maybe is the one position to keep an eye on as far as a potential roster adjustment goes. But I think otherwise, yeah, they're pretty well set. I mean, they were not awarded any players off waivers on Wednesday. They did not lose any players on waivers Wednesday. So, yeah. Look, I mean, I think what fans need to understand is that the Browns are no longer in a situation where – they got to go claim 10 players on waivers to fill out their roster. The roster's good. The roster has some meat and some depth to it. So there's no reason to be sitting on the edge of the seats waiting for a waiver claim of a player that fans might think is going to come in here and save the season when there's an obvious reason that player was on waivers to begin with. So the Browns are significantly past, that exercise in roster building. And it's just really, it's about fine tuning a roster position here and there, as opposed to, making these bulk moves that we've seen them make in years past.
Daryl, how healthy is Deshaun Watson as we head into this season?
I think he's ready to go. I mean, that's the messaging that's coming from the organization. They feel he's healthy and ready to roll. Week one against Dallas, he's been practicing this week. No limitations that I'm aware of. So, yeah, I mean, it's, as I said earlier, it starts week one, the big year for Deshaun, to show that he was not only worth the trade but worth the contract that he's, been given. And the salary cap gymnastics that Andrew Berry has been performing the last couple of years with that contract. They need him to be healthy. They need him to play well, and they need to be able to extend his contract at some point so that they can kind of keep this window of opportunity to contend wide open.
Our Cleveland sports reporter, Daryl Ryder, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Of course, all of his hits powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how is the offensive line starting to look, and are we close to seeing Jedrick Wills starting at left tackle against the Cowboys?
You are closer to seeing Jack Conklin start at left tackle than you are Jedrick Wills at left tackle. Because Jedrick Wills is not practicing, therefore he's not close.
He gets.
So that's where we're at there. But the fact that Conklin is practicing, he didn't practice yesterday. He's back today. They're taking it easy on him. Let's be honest about this week, really, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really matter. This is more about just kind of getting your work in, fine-tuning your things. Game prep starts next week, but it really looks like they are preparing Jack Conklin to start at left tackle in week one.
Okay, I just want to get you on the record. You think they're done? Roster set for the first game of the season, right?
Well, I mean, I think that there might be one or two moves that get made, but I don't think that they're going to be seismic, earth-shattering moves. And really, like I said earlier, Andy, I think that if there is a move for them to make, it may be to add a third tight end to the mix. But from my perspective, yeah, barring an injury situation where they have to do something, I kind of feel like that this roster, it's never set, but you know they're in pretty good shape.
Light tinkering.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So, how do you think Browns fans should feel with the idea that Jack Conklin's going to be playing left tackle, a position he's never played in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, he played it in college, though. I think they should feel pretty good because it's a lot better than the alternatives, right?
Yep.
That's a good point.
Can anyone watch the preseason? I don't blame you if you didn't, but I'm just saying.
Including all four quarters of the late game. Daryl, I watched that, too.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They don't have four quarterbacks for four quarters now. They're going to have to – I mean, Deshaun Watson's going to have to stretch this thing out. He's going to have to play at least two.
No, they're going to need him to play all four.
Okay, I hope so. We hope so. Daryl, here, I do want to ask you this just a little bit off the cuff, too. Today is the Fanniversary. As you know, 13 years. You have been a gigantic part of the Fan since our first day on the air. As you reflect on our 13th birthday, what goes through your mind, Mr. Daryl Ryder?
I'm getting old.
No, that's true. We already knew that, though.
Hey, a lot has happened over 13 years. Obviously out here in Berea, it's, been a never-ending cycle of change up until really Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry took this thing over. Now the Browns are in a pretty good spot and, have some organizational stability. They've got a good roster. It just so happens to be that, like, the rest of the AFC North is really good, which kind of, isn't that great, but the Cavs won a championship. LeBron came back. I don't think anyone thought that was possible when he went to Miami in the first place there. But a lot of stuff has happened over the years. We've seen some stuff, Baskin.
Yes, we have. Unfortunately, it shows how long we've been here, but that's all right. I get it. You weren't going to say the greatest highlight of the 13 years is it's always game day in Cleveland? I'm devastated.
I was going to leave that to you.
No. I leave you the honors.
Oh, please. Modesty and promotion is oh so ugly on all of us.
Yes.
All right. The last question that I've got for you, Daryl. Denzel Ward, it's sounding like he's starting to practice in the final stages of the protocol. Are we going to see him on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys? And also, do you think we're going to see some of the members of the Cleveland Browns organization wearing the Guardian caps during games?
The Guardian caps, that I don't know. I have questions about the Guardian caps because they've been wearing them and they've been having guys get hurt wearing them. And so I don't know how effective they've been. As far as Denzel Ward goes, we're going to hear from Denzel Ward today. So I'm guessing he's going to play against the Dallas Cowboys next week. So, it's obviously there's some questions to be asked there. Just from a human being standpoint, this is his fifth known concussion since he's been in the NFL. That doesn't take into account any concussions he may or may not have sustained while he was at Ohio State. Also, is a high school football player. So, I'm anticipating some questions being asked about his long-term future today, more so than the immediate future. But my expectation is that Denzel Ward will be playing week one against the Cowboys.
All right, we're looking forward to hearing that a little bit later on in the show. Happy anniversary. Thank you very much, Daryl.
Thanks, Dave.
You bet, guys.
All right, he is Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, and he always joins us throughout the week, and we love having him on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.